Thomas Jefferson, even George Washington, wealthy landowners, they were in debt up to their eyeballs to British banks and merchants, it turns out. And so they fought the Revolutionary War. And if you look at the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, you see the list of congressional powers. Near the top of that list, ahead of the power to declare war, ahead of the power to raise an army, a navy, ahead of the power to coin currency, ahead of the power to create a judiciary, ahead of all these powers is the requirement for a uniform system of bankruptcies. So the founding fathers understood how people could be abused, and the founding fathers understood also how the inflation, how inflation can creep into a market from which bankruptcy has been removed from the lending system. So absolutely, bankruptcy was meant as a guard against indentured servitude, rampant abuse of the citizenry, and certainly for those ultimately few who will go through filing, it'll be a great relief. But for all student loan borrowers who are being treated badly by their lenders, and even people who don't take out student loans, who have to write checks for their students' tuition, returning bankruptcy will help everybody.